Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
I didn't tell you why, but last night I text you, like, really late, by the way. Sorry about that. 11 p.m. Can we start the show off tomorrow with the war chant? I didn't know if we could. Do we got the rights? How does this all work? You said, yeah, no problem. I didn't tell you why, though. Why do you think I wanted to start off the show today with the war chant?
I have no clue. I just really enjoyed it. I was listening to this morning, grabbing it for the show and just thinking, man, this is college football right here. I can't wait.
So there's multiple reasons. Number one, I have always loved the war chant. I think I mentioned this before on this show. I grew up liking the Atlanta Braves, okay? Growing up as a kid, my kids were gone, or my kids, my parents were gone all day at work, so I'd be doing stuff throughout the day, but there was always two baseball teams on TV. The Cubs, WGN, sorry, just couldn't get into it. The Braves, though, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux, Fred McGriff, Chipper Jones, all these dudes, okay? Ryan Klesko. Back when they were really, really good, making the World Series, finally won a World Series eventually in the 90s. But the war chant, I freaking loved it. The Atlanta Braves war chant, okay? Back when all the Florida teams were really good in college football, Miami, Florida, Florida State, I always tended to like Florida State a little bit more. For one, admittedly, I kind of like Charlie Ward. He was redonkulous back there, all right? Now, obviously, I did not root against him when we played them in the Orange Bowl those two times. But other than that, I found myself rooting for Charlie Ward. But the war chant, I just freaking love the war chant. Like, I think it's awesome. I think it's cool. Now, this first segment, if you bear with me, I'm a proud dad. All right, so a couple of weekends ago, the Carriker household had a rough weekend. I'm just going to be blunt with you. My son's team had a doubleheader on Sunday, lost both games. My daughter's 9U baseball team, yes, she plays with boys, the Braves, hence the war chant, but I'll come back to that in a minute, got swept as well. Lost to the same team twice, a team that had demolished them earlier in the season in a tournament championship game. My daughter's state championship soccer team, Trinity's team, won the state championship in Nebraska, went to regionals. It didn't go quite as planned, okay? Had a rough weekend, they did. And so it's just kind of like, wow, that was a rough weekend. You know, my wife kind of laughed. I'm like, eh, it happens. You know, you move on. This was a much better weekend in the Carriker house. You got to understand, I got a lot of kids. A lot of sports are involved. Like when I did the football camp, it's a natural, I almost said collision. That's not the appropriate word. It's a natural adjoining of two worlds for me, if you know me very well. Kids, sports, football. Like, just naturally joining of those worlds. By the way, did I ever tell you? I had one person, when they were going through getting autographs, be like, hey, we drove 4 hours to be here from Western Nebraska. I had another person tell me they came from somewhere in Iowa. I said, I forgive you, but thank you for coming. They said, we drove 5 hours. And I'm like, man, if you drove 5 hours, because this thing, you really had to be here at 8. It started at 9. You either left at 3 a.m. and never took a break, or you drove in the night before and stayed at a hotel to come to this. And then somebody told me they drove from Colorado. So if you're like driving from Denver, which is on the Nebraska side of the state of Colorado, I assume it was that side of the state where there's Fort Collins, Loveland, Estes, if you've ever been there, Estes Park, Big Red of the Rockies. I'll give you a free shout out, I guess, there. All right. Or Denver, that's 8 hours nonstop. And I'm like, holy cow, these people really wanted to come to the camp. They all said it was worth it. But I digress. That was just exciting to hear. Like, people felt like it was worth it. Did you have some?
We did. We talked to me and DP. We talked to somebody that drove in from Kansas, and it was cool because we asked them, we're like, oh, you must be Husker fans. And they're like, no. They said their son just knew all these players and people that were there. And so, you know, he must have been kind of leading the family as far as college football coverage, because he saw the opportunity, got him to go.
That's just pretty cool to hear stuff like that. And then when you hear it was totally worth it, we'll be back again next year, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Just between you and me, I had a couple people be like, from Omaha, be like, I don't know if we can make it. I'm like, okay. Anyways, spoiled. I'm just kidding. No. It was phenomenal. But this past weekend, and I talked about track. So I'll start with track, the previous shows, and I'll get to a couple other things. And just kind of my overview on U Sports as a whole. So if you're not interested in U Sports, you know, tune back at 11:30. If you are, maybe you'll find this somewhat interesting. But my daughters went to regionals at Iowa State. They got a run on a D1 track this past weekend. All right, they're middle schoolers. Addison, she's going into high school. She's technically an eighth grader going into high school. Trinity's a sixth grader going into seventh grade. So middle schoolers got to run on a Division I track. So first of all, that's pretty cool for a middle schooler at regional track. All right, and I'm going to just brag on my kids a minute here. Addison had four events to try to qualify for nationals and qualified in three of them. Qualified for nationals, which were going to be in 2 weeks in three events, the 100, the long jump, and then her 4x100 team won the regional championship. But she qualified in three events, two of them solo, one with her 4x1 team. And so that was pretty awesome. She had been working so hard. And the other part of that story, I don't know if I've shared that here. Obviously, I'm rooting for my kids, but I especially wanted her to make it because she had actually qualified for middle school nationals, which is 6th, 7th, 8th grade combined, as a 6th grader in the 100. She had committed to softball. So she finished her softball season and didn't go. We're like, surely you'll qualify the next, you know, one of the next 2 years. She qualifies in 7th grade. And then we did this life-altering thing where we moved. And so, unfortunately, she didn't go. And I was like, in my back of my mind, I was just like, oh, man, please qualify this year so we can take you. Like, I hope we didn't screw this up for you. You know, something happens, she doesn't qualify, and now you never got to go because mom and dad screwed it up, you know. So we're pretty happy, especially for everyone who qualified. But Addison now finally gets to go. Mom and dad are like, no, we're taking you. It was funny because one of the 4x100 parents, apparently they had qualified last year. We weren't here yet. And they weren't able to go because one of the members of the team wasn't able to go. So the whole team couldn't go to nationals. And one of the moms, she doesn't know that I know this. She's just kind of chatting with me, and she's like, so if we qualify for nationals, Addie going to go? You know, just kind of feeling me out. Like, is this going to happen again? I'm like, oh, yes. Don't worry. We'll take her. She'd be furious at us if we didn't take her this year. So it's kind of funny. The mom was feeling me out, I could tell, being ever so nice. But she didn't know that I already knew. But just kind of cool there. Trinity, like I said, when she qualified at the state track to go to regionals this past weekend at Iowa State, she hadn't even had a track practice because she was so busy with soccer. And she had literally come from playing soccer games to try to run the 400 on Saturday that weekend and didn't qualify in the 400, came from the state soccer championship game, match, I think they call it a match, so to speak, and was very tired, hadn't trained, but did qualify in the 800. I just watched the video of her 800. She was actually in first with about 150 to go. You got to keep in mind, this is her second 800 of her life. There's strategy to this. You know, do you get way out? Do you kind of hang? Do you get in the hip pocket of somebody? And so you could see the girl who won, she ended up getting third, which is pretty freaking awesome for her second 800 ever. And she qualified for nationals. The girl who won actually starts to sag back lap two. And I even commented to my wife as I'm watching the video. I'm like, oh, that girl's falling back. Angie just like smiles at me and goes, no, just watch. Right about 150 yards, okay, she kicked it. And she ended up winning. And her kick was insane. She just took off. And Trinity finished third, did absolutely phenomenal. So that was pretty cool this past weekend. It was a little bit of a, you know, it's youth sports. You don't take anything too serious. You know, you want them to get better, have fun, and hopefully develop a love of whatever it is that they're doing. But they put a lot of time and effort into this. And I find myself getting nervous for them. Like, I want the car ride home, them to be happy. I want them to be enjoying this. When my 9-year-old daughter, Dakota, goes to pitch, I get butterflies in my stomach. You know, I want her to do good, but I just want her to do good so she's enjoying it and she's getting better. And frankly, she's happy on the car ride home and she's enjoying this and just feeling good about things. So that was pretty cool. But the Braves team, all right, first of all, they play the war chant throughout the game. If you are a parent of an opposing team, you find out real quick that everywhere this Braves team goes, there's like a home field advantage that follows them. This 9U baseball team, it's 9U baseball, so take, you know, keep that in mind. But like the parents are very invested, very supportive, and it's really a fun atmosphere. There's been a couple games this year where I texted my wife because she's usually at some other event, like, we've got a home field advantage right now. Like these parents are just and it's always very positive, always very supportive. Okay. And if somebody messes up or misses a grounder or strikes out, like, it's very positive. Hey, you got it next time, you know, you'll bounce back, no problem whatsoever. So it's pretty cool to see. But it's funny because, first of all, when Dakota tried out for the team about a year ago, the team didn't even exist. There was no Braves team. And I called the coach. I'm like, I have a player who wants to try out. And then I chatted with Kevin for a little bit. He does a great job, by the way. And at the end of the conversation, I was like, FYI, the player is my daughter. And I just kind of paused. He's like, cool, can she play? I was like, well, I think so. She's like, all right, we'll see at the tryout, you know? I even chatted with him yesterday, you know, after everyone went out to eat at a restaurant. I was like, what did you think when I told you that? He goes, I didn't care. He goes, it was a first. He goes, I didn't care. And then they went to the tryout. Honestly, she did really well. I walked away like, oh, wow, she looked really good today, you know? I was very happy that she did good. But she was the first player they offered. And when we accepted, I liked, and this is kind of my overview of youth sports. We accepted, there wasn't another player on the team. We had no idea what the team was going to look like. We had no idea if they were going to be any good or not. They could have won a state title. They were just as likely to be like 10 and 30. You know, I had no idea. They're a double A team. It goes single A, double A, triple A majors. Just kind of like going up to Major League Baseball, except those are the levels for youth sports. They could have been a single A team. They could have been a terrible single A team. They could have, I didn't know. I wasn't anticipating triple or majors. Like, that just didn't seem likely. But I didn't care. I chatted with my wife, and I'm like, first of all, he seems really reasonable. We're only back for a day or two. He was very flexible, tried to work with us on when and where the tryout would be. Most coaches were that way. There was one that was not. And even though they offered her, I was like, thanks, but no thanks. Like, seemed a little too intense for 9-year-olds. I was like, all right, you know, easy here. But then I chatted with him about multiple sports, because that's a big deal. So I coached my twins. They were on the show here, you know, a few weeks ago in basketball. A lot of coaches will say, I believe in multi-sport athletes. But then when it comes to crosshairs, if you don't prioritize the sport they're coaching, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a problem 19 times out of 20, 95% of the time. Like when I coach the twins basketball team, it's spring and summer. Baseball, soccer, softball, track. If that's your priority, totally cool. All right, if you're missing for another sport, I don't have zero issues with that. In fact, I went around and I got, it's only eight players on a basketball team. So it's 1,000 times easier than a tackle football team or even baseball where you got like 12 or something like that. I got everyone's off-season schedule and I tried to work practices around their schedules, their soccer practices and softball and whatever the case may be. But most coaches, I'll be honest with you, yes, we support multi-sport athletes, but if you're gone, bam, all of a sudden there's an obvious repercussion. When I chatted with her coach, he said the same things you always hear, but the intent and the way he said things, I turned to Ange. Nobody bats 1,000, but I'm pretty good at reading people. I was like, I believe him. I actually believe him. Because she was doing soccer. There's a direct conflict from soccer and baseball. Direct. There's going to be games that you miss because of each other. There's nothing you can do about it. She ended up, she won't keep playing soccer going forward. She's going to play baseball, which told me a couple of things. Number one, she really likes baseball. Number two, she loves playing with the boys. It doesn't matter to her. She could have switched to softball or stuck with soccer. She's like, no, I want to play baseball and I want to stay on this team. Oh, that's awesome. But we chose them having no idea what the team was going to look like. Not really knowing the coaches, just the impressions that I got. But they were very positive and they seemed genuine. And the multi-sport thing is a big deal to us. Like, we actually mean it. And so it's interesting because, you know, the teams kind of get put together and every once in a while I chat with him. And before we ever played a game, there was only three kids on the team that had ever hit off what would be considered a kid, like a kid pitching. Only three players on the entire team. Everyone else, they had come from either machine pitch. I don't think anyone came from T-ball or a coach pitch. Like, you get down on a knee. I've got this big old pad at home that I put under my knee because I'm not tough anymore. And when I pitch in kid pitch, I get on a knee, I got the pad, you just toss it to the kid. So, you know, what does that mean? I don't know. They're nine. You don't take it too serious. I didn't care. And I just wanted someone who was going to work with the multi-sport athletes, someone who seemed to genuinely care about the kids, and someone who was going to be decent to work with and didn't take things too seriously. Like, was committed, was going to be there, reliable, but you don't, like, overemphasize. Like, you're not living through the kids, you know, you see so much. Too often, I should say. And so they ended up winning the AA state championship yesterday. This team that didn't even exist a year ago, we had no idea what was going to happen. I remember early on, we won a few games right away, and I was like, holy cow, all right, maybe we'll be better than average. And then I remember the coach saying to me, we're about to play a team that won like a state championship last year. We'll see what happens. I didn't know what was going to, I honestly didn't have high expectations. This team won a state championship. We didn't exist a few months ago. Like, they probably got the advantage. They went out and won both games and I about fell over. I was like, oh, wow. All right. We might have a little something here as far as winning some games. You know, that's not the priority, but that's cool. They just got better and better and better. And they ended up winning six straight games Friday, two on Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday, and won the AA state championship. And Dakota's got this ring. She lost it, by the way, when we got home yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Kevin, if you're listening, you about got a frantic phone call last night. She was freaking out. And her twin sister, Desi, of all people, who could not care less about baseball, softball, was like, I'll help look. And me and Dakota had looked for like a solid 30 minutes everywhere we could think. And Desi's the one that found it. Somehow it ended up in the garbage.
Ooh.
And I never thought to look in the garbage. Why would it be in the garbage? Desi's like, because we came home. We had all this stuff. And she's like, well, what if it just got randomly, it fell and got randomly picked up and thrown away? I was like, sure, Desi, go looking through the garbage if you want. And then she found it. So Dakota was pretty happy. But, oh, it was just kind of cool because, you know, proud of obviously Addison Trinity, proud of Dakota and her team. You don't know what's going to happen. For me, though, like when I look at U Sports and I coach U Sports and what teams are my kids going to be on, you just try to do the best you can. As far as wins and losses, I'm like, I just want them to be competitive because if you like your teammates, you like your coach, but you're going out there losing like by 50 points every game, that's not going to be fun. Just, can you be competitive? Can you be around 500? But then can you have someone who teaches them basics and fundamentals, who keeps the game fun and genuinely cares about the kids? That's really all I was looking for. And then, you know, if as long as the team's not getting killed, because if you are getting killed, I don't care how nice the coaches or your friends are. That's not fun. Just, can you be around 500? Can you be competitive? And then just have good people on the team. And it's pretty cool to see, because at Olympus Track, that's where my girls run, Ramon actually ran the combine portion of the camp, and him and Coach K, and they ran the warm-ups part of the camp. That we ran, but they do a great job at Olympus Track. And then it was kind of cool to see a Braves team that didn't even exist a few months ago. And we play the war chant when the kids are getting ready to hit, and they love it. I don't know if at first the coaches were very crazy about it, to be honest with you. But I love the war chant. Some of the parents kind of looked at me like, what do you think? And I was like, I freaking love the war chant. So the more you can play it, the better. So we're sitting there at the restaurant yesterday eating after they had won their last game. And some of the parents are like, you should open up the show with the war chant. And I was like, you ain't got to ask me twice. I've loved the war chant since I was like 8 years old, watching the Braves, watching the Seminoles, watching all these teams. So I don't know. I'm a proud dad. kind of some of my thoughts on how I approach youth sports. You know, I like multi-sport athletes. I like putting the bag down for a little bit so that when you pick it up again, you're excited. You know, I ask my kids, hey, do you want to keep doing this certain sport this time of year? Do you want to take a break? The other thing I try to keep in mind is if a 10-year-old looks at me and says, I want to do it, you know, but you know it's technically the off season and they want to do it and you have them do it, that's perfectly cool. The thing I keep in the back of my mind is not the 10-year-old kid, it's the 15-year-old, it's the 17-year-old, it's the 18-year-old. Do they still want to do it? Have they been given enough downtime? Because it's easy to become trapped in the moment of, hey, everybody else is doing this, are we going to fall behind? And that can become a challenge. You know, you don't want your kids to get left behind or feel like they're not keeping up. But then when they get to high school, do they want to still keep doing it? My son was on a baseball team where he was at before. And I didn't know they had rankings for baseball teams, but they were like a top five 12U baseball team in the state of Colorado. And they'd been together since they were eight. By the time we moved here, of the 12 kids on that team, only 4 kids were going to play high school baseball. Mm. It's not an indictment on what they did, because there's a weeding out process everywhere. Anyways, you know, kids eventually like, okay, I just don't like this sport anymore. Or I would rather do something else. Or I have another sport I like better. Like Dakota just chose baseball over soccer. It's not necessarily a bad thing. But my goal was always, I don't want any that my goal as a parent, when it comes to sports, if they play beyond high school or not, you know, whatever, we'll see what happens. Obviously, if they want to, we'll support, they got to earn it. But through high school, because everybody can play through high school if they want to, my goal was that I don't have a single kid in my house who looks at me and says, I'm sick of this sport and I don't want to do it anymore. If they say, I don't want to do it because I like something else, or I just don't like sports. But if a kid looks at me and says, I'm just sick of doing this, because I had a kid that I coached in football, I got him late. He didn't want to come back and play in eighth grade. He goes, coach, I've been doing this since I was 5, which isn't a bad thing. But for him, he was done. Like he had done fall flag football and tackle football, spring 9-on-7 and spring flag, which is fine. But for him, he's like, dad, he's like, coach, I've been doing this since I was 5. I've scored 1,000. He was really fast, a running back. He's like, I've scored 1,000 touchdowns. It's not fun anymore. So for him, he was done. So it's walking that fine line of, yeah, you want to help your kids. You don't want them to feel like they're getting left behind. But at the same time, there's kind of that marathon approach of I want a kid, if they choose not to do a sport, for it to be something other than I'm just tired of doing it and it's not fun anymore. You know, maybe I just don't like the sport. Found out Dakota's not crazy about soccer. Her twin sister, Desi, freaking loves it. You know, so I don't know. Does that all kind of make sense? I'm just a proud dad kind of sharing. And I thought it might also feed into, I love the war chant. By the way, Braves parents, I played the war chant. But also just kind of my thoughts on youth sports in general. We touch on it here and there, but never go too much in depth. Does that kind of make sense to you, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a cool segment, especially just for me, because I can't help, my son's 4 years old. I can't, I'm like right now when you're talking, I was like, I want to go run with him. I want to go play with him. So I can't wait to kind of get into that. But you're right. I mean, I've been around, you know, growing up, you know, parents that, you know, a kid has a talent somewhere and they just kind of burn him out, like you're kind of saying, or him or her. And, you know, they kind of get frustrated with even playing, even though they're good at it. That's why when you said like, oh, I've scored 1,000 touchdowns, it doesn't matter to me. I'm like, man, I never scored a touchdown.
Well, in his defense, he had like, he was really fast. I looked at him at one point. He lives in another state and I won't say his last name. Christian was his name. I looked at literally a year earlier, I was like, you might be the best, you know, middle school running back in the state. Now, I didn't see every running back in the state, but he was really good. I said, you might be. A year later, he didn't want to do it anymore. So, and it's that fine line, because you want, like, if your kids have goals of playing, you know, whether it be in a really good high school baseball or track or basketball player or whatever, or they have goals of playing beyond, you want to help them. You don't know what's going to happen, but you certainly want to help give them opportunities and they have to earn it. But it's that fine line of keeping it fun, yet you're trying to help them. And some kids have no interest in playing highly competitively or playing beyond high school. And that's perfectly cool too. When Dakota chose baseball over soccer, I didn't say you can only play one. I said, you can only do one club because it becomes too much, the two sports overlapping. And when she chose baseball, I was like, do you want to go do rec soccer? Do you want to do YMCA soccer? No problem. She chose not to, which is fine, but I didn't say you couldn't do it. It's just time-wise, there's only so much time in a day. All right, man, any other final thoughts? Is there anything off the text line before we go to break here?
There's a few thoughts here. Cubscrew says, a Nebraska fan's going to do war chant at Arrowhead.
Would that be acceptable? Because I love the war chant and I love Nebraska, so I'd be in. I get the feeling I may be in the minority there. What do you think? Would that be acceptable?
I don't think it'd be acceptable. I think most fans probably don't love the war chant just because there's the like you said, the Florida schools rivalry of the 90s. I don't think it's going to happen.
I get it. Anything else?
Just some other comments here. Andrew says he spoke to the same family I did from Kansas, said they drove 5 hours to make the camp. BJ Arroyo says, I feel your pain, Adam, when my kiddo is bowling in competitions with me or on his own. I just want him to do well. At least we won gold at Cornhusker State Games yesterday in four-person team. Go troop group.
Very cool. Yeah. Congrats. Yeah. All right. Is that about all of them?
Yeah, that's it.
No, it's funny because anytime, like when Jacob pitches or Dakota pitches, Addison used to do softball and she was the main pitcher. Where she did it so much, it was a little bit less. But where, you know, some of the other kids we have don't pitch as frequently. When they're on the mound, man, my stomach gets a knot. And all I can think, and I remember there was one of the outings, pitched three solid innings. And I was like, don't send them out for the fourth. Like, not that they can't do it, but I was like, they're going to go home happy right now. Went out for the fourth, didn't make it through the fourth. Now, the one thing that I could say, and I told that kid that day, was you've never pitched four innings. The coach trusted you to try to do something you've never done before. So that's a compliment. And after I said that, they felt better. But I get butterflies because I just want them to be happy and do well. All right, before we go to break, real quick, we are proud to announce a new partnership. All right, hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Ladies and gentlemen, learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTel.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.